We're back here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and today we're joined by Kevin Ingram, president of Manhattan Christian College here. A lot of stuff coming up here as the semester resumes on Tuesday, January 22nd, the day after Martin Luther King Day. And a lot of stuff coming up here. We're looking ahead to February is the OASIS Student Conferences. I know we've highlighted this before, but time's running out, I guess.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, we highlighted our middle school event, which we held there in late November, early December, and we hosted that one on campus. And for that event, you know, we before had about 300 middle schoolers when it was a combined event. And this year, we had 500 on campus between all the middle school students and their sponsors. So it was about 400 kids and 100 sponsors. And this year, the high school event is going to be in February 15th and 16th. And again, those who've come before would know this is different because it had always been one event and held in the fall. And this year, our high school one we're offering in February. And it's going to be held at K-State McCain Auditorium. And it is just a wonderful venue for a lot of different things. My assistant went to Stomp last night and said it was awesome. And it really works well for the student conference as well. And we're planning on about 1,000 students and sponsors to be here. We've got a great worship team coming out of CCV, which is a church in Phoenix, Arizona. Jordan Howerton and his group, who have done it several years, are just awesome in leading worship, and they will be joining us as well as a great speaker. And we encourage young people in the middle schools, I mean in the high school and their youth groups at churches to consider coming. They can find that information on oasiscon.com. Oasiscon.com, so it has its own website, and they can get the details of the speaker, the schedule, and the cost for enrolling and everything. They can also call it a admissions office at 539-3571 and get information. But we know this is a wonderful time for these high schoolers to get away from the normal routine, from the normal pace of their life, and get away from everything going on at their schools and just get away in a great town, Manhattan, Kansas, and participate in an event like that. So middle school, again, was in the fall. It went wonderfully, and we encourage the high schoolers to let us know they're coming because it will be a full house, and we need to know that you're going to be there so we can make plans for everybody in attendance.
Registration deadline for that?
It's coming up here pretty quickly. You ask a great question. I think it's on there. It's I don't know if there's a deadline, but I'm sure it would be coming in near about the early part of February. I should have written that one down. Great question. But the registration's $35. That includes lunch on Saturday, and for every 5 students, the sponsors come free. So, you know, if people are worried about having, you know, paying for sponsors and all of the above, we honor them for what they do as volunteers by offering that for free if they have 5 students who come, and for every 5 they get another free one. So we hope they'll join us.
Okay, well, looking forward to that. 1,000 people expect to be there. That's big.
It's big. It's fun.
Also coming up here, we're going to highlight Women's World.
You bet. I just heard the ad for that we're running on K-Man here this morning, right when I was driving over here to be here this morning, and we've been promoting that pretty heavily as many places as we can. And it is probably one of our largest events for the year. OASIS has overtaken it as the largest, but this is a women's event that has really been going on for many, many years. In fact, we're in our 42nd year. And it is a wonderful opportunity for ladies, just like I said, for high school students to get away from the routine of their homes, you know, maybe to take a break from what's going on in their lives and to be here. It starts Friday afternoon with registration from 2:30 to 5 at 4 o'clock. I personally get the privilege of doing a seminar with the ladies, and it is just an incredible event where people can come and participate. Our theme this year is Everyday Heroes. You know, a hero is just any common person who's placed in uncommonly difficult circumstances and who really just rises above it and does something great. The theme verse for the year is Colossians 3:12, and that verse challenges us to put on a heart of compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. And as I think you would agree with me, we need a little bit more of that in our world, of all of those qualities. And it is a great opportunity for the ladies to come. It ends about 3 o'clock on Saturday. And in that schedule, we have 3 main sessions. The speaker's Amberly Neese. She's coming out of Prescott, Arizona. She serves at a camp there. And she is an incredible speaker. Make you laugh and cry in the same minute. And just really drives home the point that she's trying to make. And then there's several workshop sessions which cover a variety of things. There's workshops on prayer and family, on orphan care, what can people do just in making a difference in this world, financial planning, hospitality, how to handle difficult times in our life, how to make a plan of action with your life if you have a heart for that, how to handle life's difficulties, some health issues that people talk about, and that we have a doctor coming in to share on some of that and our own health. And so we encourage people to give it a look. We've got some great opportunities for people to just come and be fed in so many different areas, and that's just kind of an overview of what's available in the workshops. And again, people can go on our website, mccks.edu, see all of this information. They can call the school, 539-3571. We'd be happy to send them more. We got the brochures about it a little late this year, so we just now got all those in the mail, but would love people to consider being a part of that. The registration's $80 before January 31st, and then it goes to $85 after that date. But would love people to, and the ladies in the area, to come and take advantage of this great weekend. And about a 24-hour time frame that every year ladies come, they thoroughly enjoy it. They are thoroughly fed. They enjoy the fellowship with other women. They enjoy the speaker, the worship, everything. And this year our worship is going to be led by a local family, the Warren family. Pam leads the worship at UCC in our traditional service on Sunday morning, and her family, with the talent that they have, and her kids, her husband, just a variety of family members, they're going to be doing the worship, and I'm looking forward to hearing it because they do some great job. They play banjos and just D all the above and encourage people to come. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And a lot of valuable skills to take away from that, and boy, what a bargain it seems like.
It's a pretty good bargain. That includes several meals. It includes the events. It includes snacks. The ladies at MCC do a tremendous job with this. They really do put together all the details so well, as they do with all of our events, but this one is one where they really, really shine, and I think if anybody knows a friend who's been to this event before, they would agree this is something that they ought to attend, and it's wonderful.
Well, as far as athletics are concerned, it's a good time of year to be indoors and watching some basketball.
You bet. It's great to be indoors right now and for it to be free, because we charge no admittance into our basketball games in the Activity Center, the Howie's Activity Center on campus. Our men's basketball team, their record is 6-8 right now. They're 2-1 in conference play, and I think they won last night, so it'll be 3-1. And they play at home this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Our ladies play at 5, and we encourage everybody to come out and watch. Our women are 6-3 overall, and they're 1-2 in conference play. And I haven't heard how they did last night because I know they played, but they're playing some great basketball. Encourage people to come and cheer them on and just enjoy what they see in the athletics and the great young people who are playing there. So I know we have this home event, and then I think coming up later on in the month, we have several more home games. We've been pretty quiet on home games so far, but it picks up now into February, and February there'll be a lot of them. So people can check out our webpage and click on the athletics link and follow the schedule and come watch them play. But the MCC Thunder are doing well this year, and while their schedules may look a little rugged, 6-8 for our guys, we play a lot of NAI schools and play even NCAA Division III schools. And so it's like the teams who come in here for football that we know early in the season. It's going to be tough. We're one of those teams for some of those other colleges and universities. But they've played well in those games and are really doing well at conference, and encourage them out to come out and cheer them on.
All right. I'm sure the coaching staff doing a good job of building them up here.
You bet. Both staffs are doing great.
All right. Looking ahead here later in the springtime, there's a couple different events. Vision 360 is one of them.
Yeah, one of those. That's a new event we started about 4 years ago, so I guess it's not new anymore, but it's a 360, and we call it that intentionally. We want to give people a 360-degree view of Manhattan Christian College, and I bring it up right now just to have people put it on their calendars, Friday, April 12th. It is a free event that sponsors underwrite every year for us, and so they can come and hear about the school, and we give away our alumni awards, so they get to hear the variety of impact that MCC has through our alumni. And we've given awards to just people in a variety of areas who have served in missions in other parts of the world, in ministry and professional capacity. For example, a few years ago, we gave one to an alumni who is in the PhD program in entrepreneurship and teaches at Baylor University. He received it. And so we've had some great awards given away. And so they get to see what MCC's been about, but they also get to see the future, because we give away our student awards that we give away every year, and it gives an opportunity for their families to come and see them be honored. And through that, they get to see the future of MCC and what's really going on, not just now on campus, but in the future through the lives of these students that we honor. And then I obviously take a few minutes to share some of the vision for the future. And like over the last few years, we've talked about the Activity Center, and that's now been built and is a reality. And so we're moving forward to just on continuing to further the growth of MCC, and we'd love to have people come and hear about it that night.
All right. And then right after that is the alumni reunion.
Yeah, really in conjunction with it. The alumni reunion starts on Friday, and we're going to be encouraging about every 4 or 5 years we have a full alumni reunion. We do little events here and there in pockets and geography areas, going to Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Denver, Lincoln, Nebraska, and go meet with alumni there. But every about 5 years, 4 years, we have an event on campus. And this year, the event will be on our campus, April 12th and 13th. And our alumni director, Janae Denver, has been doing a lot of planning for that. And we've got a lot of great events coming up. Obviously, golf will be a part of that, that I get the privilege of being a part of and leading. But we'll also just have things going on campus with being able to go to a class, campus tours, panels with some of the former professors, and things like that. So we encourage alumni to check it out on the webpage and come and join us that weekend.
Okay. A lot of good stuff here, Kevin Ingram. If you missed any of it, we'll have it archived on our website soon on demand at newsradiokman.com. So be sure to check that out on the In Focus page. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for In Focus here today on News Radio KMAN. Dave?
All right, Brandon. Thank you much. Kevin, always a pleasure to have you in. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, our spotlight for tomorrow for the first 3 segments of the program. And then Fort Riley folks will be on hand to talk about their renovated bowling center. Don't forget, K-State basketball tonight, beginning at 5 on KMAN.